Layering part two, page 112 to 118. So you have the student goals for each student who's coming to the class. They're long-term goals mapped out on the side column. In the middle column, you have layered activity options. And on the right column, you have the levels for each activity, the layered levels for each activity listed in the middle column. At the very top, you have your class subject and your class focus of the day. Step one is, based on the class subject, what is the focus of the day? For example, a rhythm guitar class, the focus of the day could be chord voicings. Step two, create possible layered activities. For example, integrate triads and inversions. Step three, determine the levels for one layered activity at a time. In other words, for integrating triads and inversions, level one could be one major chord, root position, triad plus one, plus the first inversion, one shape each. So that's two shapes total, and you can play a whole note on each chord with chord changes. All the way up to level 10, all four triad types, eight triads, all inversions, 10 shapes each, eighth note chord changes, smooth and tight. Step four, insert students' goals. Step five, determine which students' goals match the layered activity or activities you'll use that day. Step six, assign each student to the correct level for each layered activity.